little jam sesh.
It's selfish help.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Everybody's in trouble on this episode. Everybody's in trouble. Nobody's zen. Everybody's stressed. Did everybody take a nice pre-show shit? I know Megan took a shit.
I did.
Do we have bowel problems?
No. You're supposed to take you're not supposed to not shit.
I mean, how often should you shit?
Twice a day.
Really? Twice a day?
Steven, how often do you shit?
No, twice a day is pretty reg. Like, that's about on my level. Twice a day is the one standard. But like, it's very timed. Like, I know when I need to take a shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something that happens to someone
when you're how old?
Damn it.
What age did you get on a regular bowel movement schedule?
Wow.
We're running that thing into the ground.
Wow.
This is my entire life goal, is just finding out how fucking old you are. No, finding out how old you are. And if I have to say a shit joke to get there, I'm willing.
We have no pride. We are detectives, first and foremost. Second, we're best friends.
Detectives?
Third.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Detectives.
Detective Starling and Rice on the case.
Ooh.
This is the worst children's
series. It sounds good.
That does sound like a good company. Detective Starling Rice. Detective Rice! I like
also,
it.
Also, children's series.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, there aren't enough children show themed detective Law and Order type shows.
I know.
So we could corner the market on this.
Don't you guys remember like Encyclopedia Brown? Am I the only person that hit that? Nope. Too much.
You know what? A person your age would probably remember that.
Yeah.
But I think
we're very young and beautiful. We've never heard of that.
No, pre-Harry Potter, just nothing.
Fuck you. Carmen Sandiego, anyone?
Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Yeah, I read those.
Yeah, same shit.
I thought you said
choose your own adventure boats, and I was like, I do not know what that is, but I am interested.
It's very New York. They run in the Central Park. Isn't there a lake there?
Yeah, I suppose.
A body of water.
There's a body.
I did
of water
a rowboat
there.
Thing as a team build when I worked for Whole Foods in Tribeca. We did a team building day. It was like the worst thing of my life. I had to hang
that
out
with
a bunch of just cunty kids that worked at the juice bar, and we did. They were like, we're gonna go row boats. And it's like the last thing I want to do. It was a nightmare. Everyone just got there was like a race war that broke out in between the team.
Oh my god,
I swear to god.
That sounds like
wait, just on
ever.
Your team or like on your because that would also been really fun if Whole Foods very intelligently broke up the teams based on race.
Yeah, that's how they did it. Well, that's how people, it's like jail. Working in Whole Foods is like being in prison. You find your kind and you stick with them and then you get on a goddamn boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you fucking row.
Yeah. Oh, row like your life's depend on it because it does.
It does.
Absolutely, it does. It's a terrifying place to work. So you guys.
I think any health food store.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean.
Because I worked at a health food store. That was my first job. I worked at like a vegan, fancy health
food
store.
Like a mom and pop health food store?
Well, it's like kind of a chain now. There's a few of them.
Hmm.
It was the people were just nightmarish.
Yeah.
It was the worst managers. Everybody, I think it's, they took being like real chill and hippie to like a terrifying Hitler-esque level.
Well, that's a perfect intro, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think it is perfect.
I know. Everyone's a goddamn hypocrite. We did the I'm so excited. Now I was talking to Megan on the phone earlier and Steven earlier this week, and we've all kind of waited until we got here on mics to talk about our experience meditating all week.
Yes.
Oh,
it was really tough for Wendy to not talk about it with me. I was yelling at her to not talk about it.
I am like,
not even for the podcast, just because I was like, I don't fucking care. Do not talk to me about this.
I'm like, Megan, I'm sending you this link to this app. I need you to calm down and realize we're all just molecules floating. And then once you understand that we are nothing, call me back.
Oh, I already know we're nothing. That's the one part of meditation I'm on board with already.
That we're pieces of worthless garbage just floating through space.
Yeah, I'm in with that.
Oh my god. So what did you? Okay, let's. So what did your Megan? What talk about? What did you? When's the last time you meditated?
Today.
What were you doing?
No,
what did you do?
I just sat on my bed, and I was quiet for 10 minutes, and focused on my breathing. And listen to the freeway.
Can I ask, how did you sit? Because that was something that I changed up all week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how were you sitting? Well, how did you change up sitting?
I started, it depends. So I try to do it every day.
Okay.
Some days I failed, but some days I didn't.
You failed what? Like in doing it?
I failed in just some days. I was just like, I'm too angry. Like there were days where I actually had a problem where like the first couple of days I did it, it kind of did the exact opposite of what I wanted it to do.
I was going to say that my money was on it making you more angry than not.
All week I kept a journal.
I love it.
Yeah. No, it always until today. Today I had a good experience.
What was your experience today?
So today the difference was, so all week the problem was
you started drinking.
No.
That was what made the difference.
How it's been great for me. I just drink a bottle of whiskey and then I pass out and then I call that medication. Right.
That was it. All week.
My mind's very clear. It's right. Very clear.
And the only thing I can do is focus on my breathing. I'm like,
don't die.
Oh God.
Don't die.
Oh God. I'm still breathing.
No, the problem was that when I first started doing it, all my mantras were super dark and it just made me like at the end of it, I was like, I fucking hate everything. And I was in a horrible mood. Like the first 2 or 3 days that I did it, I always went to like the darkest, darkest mantras and it made me severely depressed.
Wait, what were your mantras?
Just like kill all Jews.
My mantras were like, everything's okay because we're all going to die. And
things fuck like you, that. Steven. Yeah, no. Exactly.
Yeah. And that was the problem. Like, I really had to switch my game up. So today I did very like uplifting Beatles-esque, but honestly, like the most cliche.
You need a simple mantra like titties. You need something just simple that
titties
you say.
Titties is too dumb. That's going to really bum me out.
No.
But we're all going to die. Nothing matters. That's the worst mantra.
Titties is too empty. It has to be something like,
well, there are two different
schools
of thought.
Something that actually comforts me.
My breasts are very full.
Yeah.
I know.
Nothing empty about these bad boys.
Just the thought. I can't do like a 13-year-old and just titties.
If you're focusing on my titties, that will be very empty and sad meditation. But if you...
But Megan's titties are total.
Focus on literally.
Those are the titties you need to... those are the full... robust titties. Well,
this is the spring break of meditation episodes.
I know. Well, we should. It was tough. So you picked a mantra. So that was TM, transcendental meditation.
I tried different thing, and then one day, Christina does this Calm app, and so she's seen me trying to do this all week and failing, and she was like, "No. Try and do this Calm app with me." So Saturday afternoon we were hanging around, and we were like, "Okay, we're gonna try and do a Calm app thing." It was okay, but the Calm app, it does like bird sounds and nature sounds out of the iPhone speaker.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so fucking dumb. The whole time in the back of my head, it was really hard to shut that down. Just like, this is fucking stupid.
See, this is a similar thing you and me share, Steven, is that we are real big assholes.
Yeah.
And think that everything's fucking lame and dumb and blah. Cause that's my problem with doing the meditation in general is for years. Cause I've wanted to do this for years, but every time I try, I'm just like, this isn't going to work. Yeah. This is so stupid.
Did you break through it?
I think it's still a process for me. I'm not going to stop. It's not like this was one of those things where, we tried it for a week and now I'm like, thank fuck I can go to work without makeup on.
And that was really where I landed too, was like, okay, I feel like when I did yoga, I did the exact same thing where I Googled yoga and then did like downward dog in my living room. And I was like, I don't get it. This is dumb.
You're too cerebral. No, you just gotta let it flow, babe.
But then I had a friend take me to a class and really like, no, you need to get this. And I feel like I need that for meditation. Like I need the class and I don't have the money for that shit right now. So, but I need someone that really, really is into it to kind of hold my hand. And because I feel like but it did get better.
Yeah. I thought about that too. I thought I was doing it, I'm like, we should have all done a class together to get some kind of guidance. But then the other thing too, is at the end of the day, you're just sitting there quietly, quieting your mind and either focusing on a mantra or just your breathing. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to kind of get out of your body. I am into this shit. But you know what I'm also into? When people talk about like meditation and the book, like The Artist's Way, where you wake up in the morning and you just like, you free write for 3 pages and you do that kind of stuff. I'd never read The Artist's Way, but I when I describe, I'm like, oh, I just kind of screw around in the morning for like an hour and stretch. And someone's like, oh, that's called free thinking. It's called free writing. I'm like, oh, I'd be very productive. Well, I just stand around and chug coffee. It's a very fancy way to say dicking around. And I just avoid responsibility. So I was like, I was going to do my laundry, but I was just so zen and I realized nothing matters. I have not done my laundry in 2 weeks.
Nor have I showered.
No. I've been
That's why your hair looks so good. It's so greasy. Right. You've just been able to form it into like a pompadour in the middle of your head.
Yeah. I haven't done my laundry or showered, but I've been putting full makeup on every day and taking lots of weird naps. I meditated.
That's why you look so great.
Yeah. I meditated. I fell asleep in a minute. I might have narcolepsy. I don't know.
You haven't even been meditating. You've just been falling asleep on trains. Yeah. Oh my God. I must've just been really deep in my meditation there. I missed my train stop.
I fell asleep getting my nails done the other day, like started snoring while I was getting a pedicure.
Are you joking?
No, I'm being serious. I'm trying to meditate everywhere I go.
So how many times a day?
You're just exhausted and you're falling asleep.
I'm just chronically.
Wendy, wait, full stop. Wendy fucking didn't meditate once. She's just convinced herself she has. She's just been falling asleep on park benches and in nail salons.
Yep. I did that the other
day. Jesus.
I went for a walk the other day and then I sat down in the park and I just put my hands out and I
fell asleep.
I did. I fell asleep for like 20 minutes. I set an alarm and I just focus and I do this weird. And here's the problem. Here's what. And I get that it's beneficial. I have just been taking naps all over the city in public places. And then I'm like, I'm just super into my meditation. And then people are like, this woman is on heroin.
Well, see, this is what I'm so glad you said this because I never realized I have been really good at meditation for years. I meditate between 4 to 6 hours every night in my bed.
Well, so how often were you doing this, Wendy?
I would do twice a day.
Twice a day.
So I'll try to do it twice a day. And then first thing in the morning, it was hard because stop laughing. Listen,
I'm just like, she does a meditating twice a day. She's just falling asleep in public twice a day.
Just taking naps.
And instead of focusing on my breathing, I would focus on the breathing of the sounds coming from the people in the porn I was watching on the internet. And then that knocks me out in 3 to 5 minutes. And I meditate 7 times a day.
This meditation is napping to porn in public places.
Well, it's jerking off to porn. And I do that privately. I'm not a monster, Stephen. Right.
You're not the guy watching porn at
I
Starbucks.
I did masturbate in an Uber the other night because I was trying to save time. I swear to God. I was trying to meditate and I couldn't get it done. And I was like, I got to be up early for a radio call. So I just, no, he didn't even know. I didn't make sound. I swear to God, I jerked off in an Uber.
Nothing you're saying is making it better. Like he didn't even notice. I didn't make any sounds. That doesn't change the fact that you jerked off in a fucking Uber.
It was fun.
If Steven had been in that Uber and jerked off, the police would have met you at your stop.
My jerking off is so secretive.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you got to start wearing makeup. Up, you pieces of shit. That's a problem. If you
no.
So I can start jerking off in Ubers.
No, the problem is the getting dick. In trouble. The problem is the dick. If a trans person started jerking off in an Uber, they would be met by a cop. Right. Like if you don't have a dick, you can figure out how to jerk off in public. If you have a dick, inappropriate.
That'd be a great episode, by the way.
Trying to jerk off in public.
Trying to jerk off. No, I'm not doing that. 100%.
That'll have to be the last.
No. Oh my God, this is genius. Because we'll do it. He'll get arrested. We'll find out how old he is.
Yeah.
I was going to say we'll do an episode about jail.
Yeah. And that'll be the last
Steven,
episode.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
Because we won't have a producer anymore.
Because he'll be a registered sex offender.
And you'll know because it'll sound like it's recorded on iPhones. It'll just be you guys coming to visit me in the fucking joint with your iPhones.
Do it. Jerk off in an Uber, Steven.
I mean, what are the circumstances that a woman would get arrested for jerking off in public? Is that even possible?
Like aggressively.
Yeah.
Like real mad about it.
Like if I squirted, it would be obvious. Or if you like wiped your cum in someone's face.
Obvious, yeah.
But I had a coat on. I just kept pretending like I was sleeping because I was sleeping and I was trying to meditate. And as I laid down, I just got really horny and I was like, oh, I got to jerk off when I get home. And
as you laid down in the back of the Uber?
So wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second.
What the fuck is happening?
Let me ask you this. You were meditating twice a day. How many times do you jerk off a day?
3 to 5.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, that's a high threshold of
Well, I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I don't think that's high. I don't think that's up.
No, Megan's also...
It's pretty standard.
If I've got a day off and I'm just like tooling around the house doing laundry, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Meditate? Just jerk.
What am I going to do? Not play with my pussy? It's there.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because so here's the end of the story that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So Christine and I meditated together. And we came out of it and it was like, okay, that kind of worked. That was pretty good. And of course, me being slightly sexual deviant in my relationship, I'm like, we should do this with fucking for sure. Like, we should definitely combine fucking and this meditation thing. Is that possible? And I realized that I'm kind of with sex. I'm kind of the guy that like smokes too much in high school. And I'm like, you could make a bong out of anything. Like, so I was like, well, like if we did
isn't
the
that
breathing,
just tantric?
Yeah,
isn't well, that was, just tantric? That
was, it is. It's the philosophy behind tantric, which I've always been curious about, but cannot. Christina is very rushed when she has a goal, and we are going to get to orgasm, and it is going to happen. You know, so tantric stuff doesn't really. So she was into it.
Yeah.
So we started meditating, and we slowed down, and we kind of like had sex while we were meditating. It was like a half hour, like just
nice,
very slow. Not much happening.
Like slow strokes.
Boring
it, it
as
was like,
fuck.
It was like nothing happening, deep breathing, super intense. And then she just kind of orgasmed. Just kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. The slow.
But it was
tantric.
Way more in control for me.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest thing is always like figuring out how to maintain control. And that's why I'm so into the tantric thing, because I'm constantly fighting my like man need to prematurely come all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like ever since I was fucking 12, I've been like baseball.
You started fucking when you were 12?
No, I started fucking when I was 15.
Couple Loser. Of pervs on the show with me. I didn't fuck till I was almost 19.
Yeah, because you were a fucking nerd.
But I started jerking off when I was like 7. So I'm back in the cool kids club.
Just do some quick math on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I started jerking off when I was like 13 and then 15. I had sex and I had one girlfriend all throughout high school.
Yeah.
No, when did you really start jerking off? When did you really start? Because most dudes I know, like they started coming when they were like 12 or 13, but they started jerking off when they're like 8.
No, it was, I started coming and jerking off when I was 12 or 13. Because I started having, sex dreams, you know, like you just wake up and you're like, what the fuck? I was just dreaming about a bikini squad or something dumb. And then you're like,
a bikini squad.
I had real PG-13 fantasies when I was.
That's what we'll
30.
Do. Instead of the detective show, we're a bikini squad of detectives. Bikini squad detective Starling and Rice.
And the show is called Bikini Squad Detectives. I gotta say, between 12 Monkeys and this, we are aces at coming up with ideas and then getting a real, real short title that is just the show.
Yeah.
Bikini Squad Detectives would probably sell the Cinemax in no time.
Oh, for sure. We gotta get hot people to do it because that's not gonna...
We're only getting creator credit on right. this. There's no fucking chance someone's gonna put a bikini on either of us.
We'll play the trash cans that are right outside of the detective's office.
And you'll just be asleep.
Yeah, I'll be the homeless person.
You'll be meditating the whole time.
It's so easy to get lost. This is going to make me sound crazy. Well, we found out after we talked to Kate that I'm probably psychic. So I've been trying to like cultivate those. Well, after we left Kate's because we drove to her place on the way back, I was immediately on my phone just trying to scroll through and Google. I was like, how do I cultivate my psychic abilities?
Yeah, Megan, you missed all this.
It's just like, well,
I heard about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't have to see it happen.
Oh, I was so into it. And that's why the meditation thing is trying to like tap into anyone who's kind of like pretend to talk to ghosts that I thought I heard. But the meditation thing, the problem, and this is what I started to get concerned with, is that it like almost makes me feel good about being a crazy person and falling asleep wherever the fuck I wanted to and just masturbating in a car. Cause I'm like, ma'am, that's illegal. Sir, we are all floating molecules. This is not even happening.
This is only hurt you.
Right.
This is what
even is a car? Do you know? This isn't even real. Like, so
ma'am, it's what you're jerking off in right now.
Wrong. This is your idea of a car. Do you know what this is to me? A cloud in space. And we're nothing.
Well, ma'am, let's get in this other cloud in space. Let me put these cloud cuffs on you and off we go.
But it really did it promote, like I got into this weird, and I had to kind of lay off because I did the TM where you pick a mantra. But what I'll do is I do this breathing thing, and this might be helpful because I know you guys, like your brains where it's hard to stop thinking. So there's sometimes where I would just shut my eyes and I could breathe and I would feel, this is going to make me sound fucking super crazy. After the first episode, I'm like, okay, I'm going to really pull it together, and bipolar's not real and I'm fine. And then every episode I'm like, damn it, Wendy, you should just pretend you're sick and call out for the meditation one. But I would do this thing where I'll kind of like sit and breathe. And then as I'm feeling my breath, if I feel like I'm too distracted by things, I'll do four countdowns from 10. So I inhale and I picture the oxygen as a color. Mm-hmm. And I let it kind of organically come to me, whatever I think the color should be that in that moment. And I inhale and I picture all these little sparkly particles of the air coming in, and I breathe it in. And then as I exhale, I picture it forming a cloud in that color of the number 10. And then I inhale and then I push, see the number 9. So I would do that when my brain was too scattered because I needed something to focus on. And then I would get down to 1. And by the third time I would do that, the last few times I did it, when I'd really focus on, because you're trying to focus, from what I gather, and again, we are not professionals. No. We mostly talk to Kate Wolf about cat wieners for the majority of the show. So I didn't really get, and then what I got was just from the internet and like other crazy people. But I would start to, because you're supposed to focus on like your spiritual being, not your body, and get out of your body and just focus, you know, and kind of like have this epiphany like you would have when you're on mushrooms. But I started to have this sensation of my hands, like losing feeling in my hands and feet. And then I would just like visualize my body not even being there. And then as I would count, once I would do four counts from 10 to 1, I would then go from 1 to 10 for the fifth time. And as I would come back up to 10, I had this weird thing that I would start to visualize of like, okay, you are now, you're a spirit coming through the tunnel. And when you get to 10, you're going to be popped into this human body on the planet Earth. And I would visualize that, and it was super fucking cool because I would come into it and then I would become aware of my hands, almost like a kid. I also stopped doing cocaine and started doing acid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm snorting acid now. Is that, yeah. Can I do that? Because I have been.
Right. So you visualize that? Oh, no, I actually know what I'm doing. I'm just putting food dye in my cocaine and then I blow it back out. And it's a good way to save money because you're reusing.
Yeah. Recycle, reuse, reduce. Meditate.
Yeah. But
cocaine. Words.
It's a weird thing to be like, because for me, it almost was like justifying me just having like erratic behavior. And it made me almost too disconnected from reality. I was still able to get things done and get work done, but I get so tripped out that I can't even, I was like walking down the street and I was like, oh my God, my legs. Like I was over the top.
Okay. So like, you know, how I'm continuing to do this? Maybe you cease doing this, I think it's probably.
Did it send you too far out? Like, were you functional afterwards, or were you just cloud nine and then
it did. I was functional, and this is going to make me sound so crazy.
You already do. Just go with it.
So here's I had this weird epiphany. So Meg, we got to get you to come with us. One time I went with Christina and Marlena. We did an escape room, and you've done them. So yes. So with listening to like meditation podcasts and people talking about just different theories on like what our existence is and all that kind of stuff, people talk about like, oh, like you choose this life. So you've lived a cycle and then your spirit or your essence or your whatever goes off. And then you come back in and you cycle through and you experience life in another body and parallel and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got really into listening to stuff about that and reading about that. But then people would talk about, but then that doesn't make sense because you look at people who are poor. They're like born into like terrible conditions. Like, why would you choose that?
Right.
You know? And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
Now, but how do you account for population expansion as well?
Mormons. No. Mormon church. I went to Mormon church and the Mormons believe that there are a finite number of spirit babies in heaven. That's why they have so many kids, because they teach you that there are all these spirit babies in heaven. And once all the spirit babies are born onto earth, then Jesus comes back and takes the Mormons back. That's why they have so many kids. I swear to God, they have instructional videos on it. I'm not like, it's a joke, but also I blame the Mormons because they're just having a bunch of kids so that the earth will just implode and Jesus comes back on a horse. Yeah. There's so many things to question about it, but I like to believe that we're in a video game.
Oh,
I am
God.
Too.
I would
I'm
like
into
to pause
it.
This video game.
But it's interesting. But I like the, because what did you guys get from it other than, because I know it's a struggle to do, but the point of it, and at least what I get from it when I meditate and I'm into, that's why I was so on board with Kate.
Yeah.
So she started talking, because the idea, and I was talking to Megan about this, is like, because with meditation, how do you know, like if you're exercising or you're dieting, you know, it's working because there's a tangible
result,
right? It's a measurable result. Mm-hmm. But with this, I was telling, what I notice is that when I meditate and I put myself in check to be like, you are in control of your thoughts, you're in control of your actions, I'm less reactive. Mm-hmm. And when I get bad news or I get like terrible news, something that seemingly is bad, I'm able to look at it without judging it as a bad thing or a good thing and go like, this is a thing. And now how do I maneuver through this obstacle? In this video game, wink, yeah, wink, I'm right.
But none of this matters because it's not real.
We're in a simulation.
Okay. Yes, we are.
Oh, God. I just fall asleep instantly. Hold on, yeah, I'm going to meditate. Hold on, guys, I got to meditate for a second. I just immediately pass out.
Wendy's definitely narcoleptic.
Yeah.
Well, also narcissistic. Yeah. We already knew that, though. Yeah. It didn't take meditation to figure that out.
But did
I just, because the whole reason I wanted to do this and talking to her was like, especially the inclusion meditation that Kate talked about, mm-hmm, during the episode, where just whatever noise or thing happens, or you just include that in part of your meditation.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm, I didn't really do like a mantra. I tried that a couple times where I just say like calm.
But I like the way you pronounce mantra. You like, I didn't really do
mantra.
Mantra.
See, I
can't say it without sounding like an asshole.
So the first day, Wendy sent around two links.
Yes.
The one was the creepiest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Because she's fucking, as you know, I do not sleep. I can't do it. It's hard. Whatever. I'm an idiot. I can't sleep. Wendy has sent me those videos. She told me about this like a year ago to go check them out. They're the most fucking ridiculous things. I found myself more awake because I was laughing.
Wait. Like, can we take a pause? Let's play a game and let's take a pause right now. And okay, we're going to play portions of the sleep meditation video that Wendy said. Okay, ready?
Hello, welcome to sleep hypnosis, the secret to manifesting abundance and wishes fulfilled. Studies have proven a positive belief system will increase your chances of happiness and success. So let's get started right now, making your dreams come true and envisioning wild success in whatever endeavor you wish to undertake while you relax and drift off into a long, sound, restful sleep. And as you drift down, sinking softly down into the quiet, peaceful darkness in this quiet place, if you look really closely, or if you feel very carefully inside yourself, or you listen with your best attention to the quiet in this place, you may get a sense of a bright and beautiful spirit dwelling within you.
Okay.
See?
I thought that video was the most horrifying thing. And I just watched Get Out. I don't know if you guys saw that flyer.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, this is going to suck me into the under. And it's going to be bad. Like, I can't. This is definitely trying to somehow scam me for all my money.
No, I just cannot get over. And I've checked out a few because Wendy sent me that one.
Yeah.
And then I went because I just the woman's voice. I just cannot take it seriously.
Yeah, no.
I can't take it seriously.
I love it.
So then I went to find other ones.
You're not supposed to watch
it.
It's to go to sleep. You're supposed to listen to it.
I know, but I was like,
there should be no imagery, first of all, because that then people like Steven are going to be like, but what's the next creepy weird image going to be?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of the images.
It feels like mind control. Like,
I just can't get over their voices.
Yeah, that's what
it's the British guy that's like just the most foppish British man voice I've ever heard.
Michael Seeley
sucks. He has tons of hits, right?
Like, yeah, but he sucks. I don't like Michael Seeley stuff. Mostly because I get too turned on. That's the first time I listened to Michael Seeley. I laid down and his voice and I was like, I got to jerk off.
Well, but it was so funny because I was looking at the comments on those videos and I was like, this guy is slaying major dames from the,
for
this
sure.
racket. For sure. Like so many women are like, oh, I just love your voice. And I,
yeah, well, because he's a hypnotherapist. So even if they don't want to, he'll just make them want to.
Is that what he's doing? Is he YouTube hypnotizing women all over the world that just be attracted to him? Because I was looking at pictures of him. Like, he's not a very attractive gentleman.
Steven, not jerk off to him once.
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. That's a good scam, though. And I've thought about that, too. Because the Jody, and I will say, and Jody Whitley, now I love. I love her stuff. And that one, it is the first... And there are some that I will listen to and you have to shut it off because a lot of times in the sleep hypnosis ones, you'll be laying down and like you're laying down and you're trying to go to sleep and they're counting you in and you just have to like listen to the voice. And then as I was like starting to fall asleep, there were some that I did not send you where they're like, now before you go in, I want you to know you're going to be knocked out and hypnotized, but part of your brain will be awake. So in case of an emergency, like a fire or someone breaking in, you'll be able to wake up and handle the situation. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then you just have a panic attack. There's what there's, it's not Michael Seeley. It's this other guy. I send you guys a link. It's so funny. A lot of these are great.
But if I'm trying to sleep and relax and listen to some sleep hypnosis, I don't want to be like, this is hilarious.
See, I'm thinking like, this is definitely a scam, but I just think it's funny that even on our meditation episode, you were like, you guys, this is a great scam.
Yeah. What is a great scam? Well, and there's a lot of, there are some groups. Well, the sleep hypnosis thing, let's go back to that. Cause I love the Jody Whitley. What part made you laugh the most, Megan?
What of the thing?
Yeah.
Just the intro.
Oh, really?
I think I got, when you first gave it to me, like 20 minutes in and I had to turn it off.
See, here's what I did. And this
it does
is
not
what
help me
so
sleep
funny.
At all.
I watched the intro and then I was like, this is horrifying. And then I fast forwarded an hour and it's like dark and the voice is way darker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
Oh,
like,
see, I never even thought to, because I was actually trying to use it to help myself sleep.
No, I was,
so I didn't even think about going
when
forward.
When I fast forwarded, I was like, there is
gets.
No way I'm putting this in my brain. Like,
hey,
forget about
hypnosis,
it.
Hypnosis, meditation, it's like religion, baby. Don't question it because it's bad for you. Just let it slide in there.
And that's why we're all under mind control and we are super fucked, you guys.
I know.
No. And we're in a video game.
That's, right. That's how they keep us in the Matrix.
I know. See, exactly. No, that you stay in the Matrix by not listening to those videos and going under. I'm out of the Matrix, sweetie. I am out. I am out, sister. And I'm going to tell you, I was reading about enlightenment. Okay. This is a while ago. And then I would come because when I was in high school with the quote, and now I'm just like bipolar stuff. I mean, but I had all these, I would have these fake conversations all the time. And I've had them like on the phone and then things, conversations have come to actual life and weird scenarios where people go like, that is super lucky before they happened. I would have like do pretend interviews, be like, oh, I was in this tight spot and then this thing suddenly happened and it saved me and whatever. But just out of nowhere. And I just, and I am like a for sure a lunatic because I'm just talking into my earbuds alone. But then those things would actually happen.
Right. Like you're manifesting destiny. Like you hear about lotto winners talk doing that kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Well, that's like people when they play the lotto and do stuff like that, I have this weird thing where I'm like, well, I would never play. I don't see myself winning the lottery. I've said that I've never paid for a lotto ticket because I'm like, well, I don't see that in my future. Yeah. But even like when I got the South by gigs, when we took Glamour Plus, then this is real. Then this is going to make me, and I don't give a shit because this is real. When we did this was last year. And I know you remember this, Megan. I know you remember it.
Yeah.
It was the guy that I initially signed the lease for our apartment here left. And I had 2.5 weeks to come up with $1,500. And I was working at Calvin Klein 40 hours a week. And that's when I fucking panicked. And I signed up for that sugar daddy website. And I was like, I'm going to sell my underwear. Like I need this money and I don't know how I'm going to come up with it. And so I started having at night when I would walk around before I go up into my apartment, because I don't live alone. So I would try to have alone time. And especially in New York, it's so tough. You're never alone.
You're never alone. Yeah.
And so when I lived alone in LA or you're in your car, I would talk to myself in the car, be alone in my apartment. So I had all this time to kind of work all this shit out so that when I left the house, I was more normal. But now I just like do it in the middle of the street. Well, in earbuds and people are like, you're for sure not. I'm like, oh, I'm on a pretend phone call.
And I think New Yorkers are used to it.
Well, right. And that's, I started because when I first moved here, like crazy people, Megan, the other night we were on the phone.
Oh, my new boyfriend.
I was on the phone with Megan, sitting on a bench.
He's a little older, but whatever. My mom will understand.
This guy just walks up and just starts talking. I'm on the phone with Megan. He's like, "Hey, you're beautiful." And he's just, but when I first moved here, I was like, "Oh, these people are crazy." But as I tried to start meditating, I'm like, "Oh, they're not insane. They just like, they have roommates. They have no alone time. They have no money for pen and paper. So they're just free thinking out loud into the street."
But as you get crazy, you're just like, "Oh, they're just my people."
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, Wendy's like,
I love
Wendy's
it.
Like, they're not crazy at all. They're not crazy. Oh, if they're crazy, I'm crazy.
They're
oh,
just
wait.
Out of the Matrix.
Yeah, they are. You people are so far. You're so deep in the Matrix, so deep in. And it's nice to go in the Matrix. I love that quote. I like the taste of steak. Boy, do I love that. But you got to like snap out of it.
Is that what all your naps have been? It's just been you dipping back into the Matrix, like in the middle of the day, just like taking a nap on a park bench.
It's the opposite. It's that when you meditate, that's when you are you're pulled out of the reality. And that's when you go like, okay, this is not, and then you come back in and you're like, oh, I'm in my body anew. I'm getting a pedicure. And this is a fun, like part of this video game. And I like being in this level, and how do I stay here? And what do I have to do to go to the next thing? But anyway, with the
story
with the South by gig. So I started on the phone. I put my earbuds in and I'd walk around and talk to myself, and I would pretend to do interviews on podcasts or on TV shows talking about, oh, my career. I can remember, I've just always been lucky. This one time I had, you know, I was strapped for cash and I was doing some like bar show. This guy walked in and he was like, "Hey, I need somebody for a gig." And I was able to make the money cash, like right in the nick of time. So I was just telling that story to imaginary different people. Over and over in between like setting up meets to sell my underwear and stuff. I was doing that over and over. And then that actually happened. That guy, Mark, came to a bar in the Lower East Side. I was doing a show with Corinne. It was a bar show. There were 9 to 12 people in there. There was some guy for sure just having the heroin nods. And this guy, Mark, lives in LA and New York, goes back and forth, works with the Death Squad guys. That's how I met Red Band and George. He's a fan of Guys We Fucked. So he came, he was in New York for one night and he wanted to see Corinne. So he shows up to this bar show that nobody's there. Corinne goes up, I go up, we start talking. And he seems like a crazy person. He's super skinny and neurotic. I don't know if you met him at the Comedy Store, Megan. He's a super skinny guy. He's an insane person. And he's like, "I got this show and I can pay you cash and I can do it." Corinne's like, "All right, fuck off." Right. So she leaves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Why gotta leave?" And he goes, "Wait a minute, you're funny. You're funny too." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And then he was like, "Oh, you do Glamour Puss with." So we started talking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "This guy's insane." And I said, "I gotta go. My train stops running at 11:30. He goes, "I'll give you $100 to stay and have a drink with me, and I'll get you a cab home. I'm not full of shit." So I quizzed him on like unknown Comedy Store people. It was legit. And then 3 days later, he flew Christine and I out to South by, and we got paid $1,800 cash. And I got the plane landed at 2:00 the afternoon, the day that that check was due. Mm. And that makes me sound crazy, but that's like that happened.
It's a real life manifestation.
That's a real life thing that happened. And so all the talking to myself and the weird like visualization, when I listen to those visuals, I heavily visualize at night.
And honestly, that was the one thing that I was trying to get out of the meditation, because, you know, it's one thing that Christina does really well that I'm really bad at, is because I'm such a skeptic and I'm so like, "No, this isn't going to work. You know, I'm just trying to change my attitude with meditation, where it's like, you know what? No one's against you. No one's fighting you. No one's rooting for you to lose. You know, the things you do aren't bad. Like, you need to get out of your own head." You know, and that was what my meditation was all about. And it was just trying to get to, and I think by the end of it, like it was a little bit better. Like it wasn't, you know, it's like working out. Like I'm not going to be ripped in a week, but it was a step in the right direction that I'm not mad at.
Yeah. You know? It's a cool, did you notice?
Sticking with it.
Did you notice any difference, Megan, in like your daily behaviors and how you felt?
What I noticed a difference in, I wish I could, you know, get behind. And I know you've always been into like the like positive affirmation stuff.
Yeah.
And manifesting. I can't. And I understand it's my shit. That's my personality. That's the way I view it. I just can't do it. I can't look at myself in the mirror and be like, "You're great. Like everything's going to go great for you." I just can't do it. And that's a flaw, whatever. It's fine. But so for me, the meditation has really just been about trying to calm my anxiety down. Because every day I think Steven has this, I can't turn my brain off. Like, I just can never turn my brain off.
Yep.
And that I can't, if I have nothing to do, like, let's say like I had a writing thing I had to get finished. That's done. We're not doing this. I don't have to go to work. I don't have anything to do all day. Laundry's done. I can't just sit in my apartment and relax.
No, I will make more things for myself to do.
Yeah. I'm like, because I just can't, I can't be still.
I think that's one of the ways that the podcast started.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But so that's, for me, a big part of this was trying to teach myself how to just be still and relax, because I cannot do it.
And there was a metaphor, Wendy, in the other video that you sent us that was from some transcendental meditation.
The ocean thing.
The ocean thing. The ocean thing really resonated with me.
I like to use the metaphor or the analogy of an ocean. You're on a small boat, you're in the middle of the ocean, out in the middle of the ocean, and all of a sudden you get these huge swells, these huge 40, 60 foot high waves, and you could think, oh my God, the whole ocean is in upheaval. Well, not really, because if you do a cross section of the ocean, you see these little 40 foot high waves, and the ocean is, like, in reality, a mile deep, and the ocean is active on the surface, but at the depth of the ocean, it is naturally silent. That's the nature of the ocean. Active on the surface, silent at its depth. And the analogy is our mind. The surface of our mind is the active thinking mind. All the things that we're thinking about all during the day. It's like the waves on the surface of the ocean.
It just stuck when I was meditating. It was something that I very consciously thought about. Was like, okay, there's all this noise and all that's bullshit because there's all of these other more important things underneath that I'm not getting to, that I'm ignoring. How do I transcend to that? Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily know that I'm doing it right, but that was something that really resonated.
Well, I think that's what's interesting about doing this is continuing to work on it. Cause it's like working out or anything that you start, you're not going to get it right away.
Yeah. And it does feel better. Like, it's definitely, I'm not like totally poo-pooing it. I'm, you know, for sure.
Well, and that's, and I've, this is it. So I, my new apartment, that we've been at for like a month now, is right by the freeway.
Yeah.
Like right by the freeway. Real close. Very, very dangerous health-wise, I'm sure. I will get cancer much sooner than anticipated because of this real nice apartment. But it's actually helped with my sleeping and it helped with the meditation. And this is going to sound so dumb, but the sound of the freeway is equivalent to, you know, waves crashing on a beach. Yeah. Just like this constant, like low hum, ambient noise. And it's been awesome. Like, that's why I've been meditating in the bedroom, just on the bed, because that's where it's the loudest. The freeway sounds the loudest. And it's just this like constant hum that drowns out all my other thoughts.
Yeah.
Of me just shitting on myself.
I kind of did the same with the sound of New York and just opening up the windows and just letting that be part of it.
Yeah. What's a nice thing
that helped
me
a lot.
Well, I can remember, even I think everyone's brain patterns are so different. Like, some people need, but they complete silence. Even when growing up, when I would study, like, I never sit. I like to sit on the floor when I write. I like to stretch out and move around because I have all this shit going on. But when I would have to read like boring text, especially reading, if I'm writing, I normally will have classical music on. But when I'm reading something, because my brain has such a hard time focusing just on reading in silence, I would turn the TV on or radio, and that would distract some other part of my brain. And then I would read and fully absorb the text in front of me. So I like the same with meditation. I like to have sound.
See, I'm
full silence. I can't sleep when it's totally quiet. I can't get work done because my brain just goes off in all these different directions.
See, I'm funny because when I'm reading, like, I can't have something conscious going on. Like, I can't have the TV on while I'm reading. Like, I don't mind sound, or it doesn't need to be silent by any means, but I can't have a really, really defined distraction around, or I just won't be able to focus. But then when I'm trying to come up with creative ideas, which is a totally separate conversation, I've found that it really helps me doing one of those secondary things, like walking or showering or driving or something like that to come up with ideas. And whenever I need to come up with treatment ideas, that's my go-to, is to take really long showers.
And see, I need like outside stimuli. Like, I need the sound of a television or a loud bar.
Yeah. Oh, I love a lot of bar.
In order to focus. I can't. Yeah.
You and me both. Huh? I know. But I like a bar for a different reason. Boy, oh boy, is that fun. I'm like, I am meditating. I need to shut off part of my brain with
ma'am,
the sound.
You've been asleep at the end of the bar for 2.5 hours. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
I might be arrested for being Zen. Okay. Good luck having your Matrix officers come in here and get me. Good luck, motherfuckers. I'm going to just vanish. I can't wait when this is done. We're going to go jump off the top of the building, see if we can fly.
Yeah. There won't even be a building, though. It won't even be a problem. You'll just stand there.
I did that the other day.
Don't jump off the building. I just feel like we're walking a real fine line here.
I won't.
Don't jump off the building.
I won't. But it's interesting. The thing of like controlling your body. And you're talking about the positive thought thing, because I never stood in the mirror, and I did that for years with the, and to use Kate's terminology, you're resisting. With the positive thought stuff, I was like, I'm not going to sit in the mirror and go, you're beautiful. Fuck that. I would never do that. And I don't sit and run and tell myself, you're great. I don't do that either. The stuff that I say, as far as like to change my attitude is, it's the opposite of focusing on like your body's great, your face is great, because it's like, no, the physical vessel, forget about it. That has nothing to do with your brain. That has zero to do. Okay. With that, unless you're sick or something like that. Well, then it's like, okay, so you need to now take care of, like if your car was not running properly, you would go get it fixed. Right. But the mantras that I do, I don't go like girl, you're the best. Like it's stuff like, you always, but it's not you. I say, I always have a choice. So I'll repeat that. And I say like my thought pattern is positive and joyful. That was the most difficult one for me to do, because I had exactly what you guys are both kind of echoing, which is like, well, everything's bullshit. And this is, you know, so when I would get negative or be upset, I would say my thought pattern is positive and joyful. And I would laugh because I'm like, that's not true. But I was like, it's a thought. A thought is a thing. So you change it. If you change your thought, now that becomes a belief. And when you have a belief, you act that way. It's like when I was a trainer, people would come in and they would be like, oh, I've just always been overweight. I'm just a fat person. It's like, okay, no, you are behaving in a way that is leading to this result. So you are behaving like someone who is now going to carry excess body fat on you because you are eating, right? Your behavior is not who you are. So if you change that, and that's why people who, once you lose weight and if this is the most basic example, you start exercising, people will subconsciously make healthier food choices because they're exercising. So part of their brain goes, ooh, I'm a healthy person that exercises. So now I make healthy food choices. And so now it's a behavior that you've changed. And now that's influencing your thoughts and your beliefs and now your actions. But you just have to like not, you have to decide that you want to do it. Like I always have a choice. I love when I get pissed, or even if I'm like, whatever, I'm not, you know, I'm going to have a bad attitude. I'm like, I always have a choice. I have a choice right now. So I can either have a good attitude and try something and change my fucking change a thought, or I cannot change a thought and then keep living the way that I'm living. And then so I try to remind myself, I love that, because I like having a little bit more control over my life.
Yeah.
That's what my mantra that I used when I use a mantra is, and I'll just use the word. I would just use the word choice or choose.
It's interesting because all of my mantras were much more universal than that. Like it was all about comforting myself that everyone is I am as deserving of love and positive things and positive energy as anyone else.
Oh, well, that's not true. So pick a new mantra. That's not true. None of us deserve love. I mean, if we're being real, none of us. So? No, I'm yes. I'm being.
Why do you think that?
Oh, Jesus. No, she's joking, Steven. She was making a joke. Really? Sometimes we're funny on this podcast.
That was funny? Like, we don't deserve love? No.
No.
You're not on board with
just
my mantra?
Me and Wendy do. You don't. It's fine.
Everyone but you deserves love.
Oh, we are cunts because we're opening up. And I know that
really
was real cunty.
Fucking with me. That was really, I'm a little worked up right now.
I built up a wall and then we did the week of meditating and you opened up.
I've been meditating on this all week and you're like, no. Fuck yourself. I'm a little like,
guys. No, we were joking.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Try and do it right next time, you guys.
Yeah, why don't you learn how to fucking
full
meditate.
Full spiral down. Shit.
It doesn't take much. I mean, that is one of the biggest problems with me. It's like one thing goes wrong and I'm, this is all fucked. Like, it's tough for me to not go super dark really quick. And the first couple of days, it was completely the opposite effect. Like, I came out of it and I was like, fuck this, fuck everything. Like, I didn't want to go out. Like,
interesting.
It made me more depressed because I was silently wallowing. Because I think where Megan, you were talking about getting anxious. I think my default programming is depressed and just sour. And so I'm always trying to like force myself to be positive, force myself to have the, you know, and if I don't catch the right wave and it goes dark, it was bad. It was bad news bears. Like, it just,
you got to do that. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you this. I'll send you a screenshot of the wisdom cards that I got. My thought pattern is positive and joyful. And it sounds so dumb, but like the sentence you just said, where you said, my default setting is to be depressed and dark. If you stop telling that story, and instead of saying my default setting is to be depressed, you can say, it used to be like depressed, but now my default setting is positive and joyful.
Yeah.
If you change that, then that becomes true. That for me took a month and a half. And then when it started to happen, I would just like, things would seem to go wrong. And instead of getting pissed, I would start to cry or be upset. And I'm like, fuck this. Everything. I'd be like, my mental pattern is positive and joyful. And it was like the Seinfeld Serenity Now.
Right.
So it's funny. It would make me laugh because I would be crying, but thinking I'm positive and joyful. And then I would laugh at how stupid the whole thing was. And then one day it just switched and some shit would happen. And I'm like, well, okay, so this is the situation I'm in now, and now I have a decision to make. How am I going to react to this? And if you react in a shitty way, then you're going to feel terrible. And if you react in a different way,
right,
then your experience is much better.
Well, and the thing you learn is nothing good comes out of reacting in a shitty way to anything. No. Like, no matter what happens, the best reaction is to always be like, well, okay, that's happening. Here's how we're going to deal with it.
Right. And now you assess.
And stay rational and positive, and something good will come out of it eventually. You just can't see it yet.
Yeah.
And I did come around on that, you know, in the week. I mean, it was a week, but I did come around to the point where I think it was the first couple of times I did it and it went wrong. Then I kind of took a break from it for a day or two and kind of went light. And then when I came back to it and I started with positive mantras, which is like, I know that there is a positive side inside of me. It's not all doom and gloom all the time.
Right. Your mantras, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the mantra, oh, we're all alone and we're going to die. Nothing matters. That really fucking shit mantra you had.
That didn't lift your spirits. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's so weird. Because me just saying it right now, I feel real invigorated.
I know.
Feeling real good about myself. Because I'm going to die soon.
And Megan, what was your mantra? Fuck, I gotta get that done. God damn it. Yeah. I forgot to do that.
My mantra was laundry, writing, work, driving, freeway, my mom, boyfriend, Wendy, Steve. And she was just everything that I think about in a day.
Oh man. My mantra one day was paw, P-A-W, like a cat's paw. Just the work. Cause it's actually not, there are different schools of thought I was reading that you're supposed to, it should be meaningful. But then a lot of times if you go to a teacher, they'll give you something. It's a word or a sound, but a lot of the people that do TM, the transcendental meditation, which is focusing on the word versus mindfulness, which is the like focusing on your breath. They say it should be one word and have little to no meaning. Hmm. You're just trying to get yourself in a rhythm. Because if it's has too much of a meaning, then now you're thinking about something. And I mean, I love, that's one of my favorite things is like swimming, like running. That's why exercise is so great. Because when you're on a full run, your brain, that's your body's moving. And so you can kind of pull your brain out of your body or the spirit part of you out of your body and separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I sound like I've been doing ayahuasca all week.
You really do.
I fell asleep on the treadmill. I fell asleep in the pool.
No, but that's the meditation aspect and the positive thinking aspect are what I like about yoga, because it is kind of like having a spiritually connected person kind of like give you a pep talk while you're doing poses. And I don't know. That's why I connected with yoga, and I fucking hate other types of exercise.
Yeah.
I need a pep talk while I'm exercising. That makes a big difference.
It sounds like you need a pep talk like a lot.
Yeah. Maybe I just need therapy.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need a good therapist.
Yeah. Or like
Steve
a parrot.
Steve likes to call it a pep talk.
Yeah. We'll just get you a parrot that says, good job, buddy.
Well, I mean, that's kind of Christina's role in my life.
Oh my God.
She's your parrot.
No,
cool.
No.
Real
no, no.
Cool,
that came
buddy.
Out. That was terrible. But no, no, Christina, I mean, Christina really is like, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I'm like, I know I need to shift my way of thinking. Like I just do. I can't be this person all the time. It's
yeah.
Exhausting.
Well, and there's nothing like nothing good comes of it. There's no reason to like, and I get it. Cause I still will get like bummed out or, you know, anxious or something. Like I ran into that guy, this guy that I dated last summer who like used to be a fit model for John Varvatos. He's strikingly handsome. He's like a mix of Mick Jagger and David Bowie. He's super, oh, I know Steven's eyes lit up. Ooh. You would fuck him so hard. He has a gorgeous cock. He's a really good fuck. And now he works as a banker. I met his mom the other night. Like we hooked up for a while and he was like, but he gets really kind of depressed. And then I'm like, maybe 4 or 5 pounds heavier. I mean, I don't weigh myself, but I'm a little bit heavier than when I fucked him the last time. But he just moved in and he lives around 2 buildings around the corner from me. And I ran into his mom and I see him in the neighborhood. And where a year ago I would have been super anxious because he's like, oh, I miss you and I think about you. And he's attracted to me. But his last girlfriend was like a model. And that was a problem when we dated last year. I was so self-conscious because I'm like, how can you be attracted to me because you look like this and you used to fuck models? So I kind of just, I fully just like stopped calling him because I was like, I can't deal with the pressure of like having to be hot. And so then I saw him and then we fucked last night.
Oh.
And I hadn't taken a good shit in a day. That's why I had to kill your bathroom. Apologies. But I was like, my stomach felt bloated. And I was like, oh man. Cause I just stayed up too late the other night. And so my shit was all out of, and I felt, and I saw, he texted me and he's like, come look at my apartment. And I went over there, his mom, I ran into he and his mom on the street and we hung out there for an hour and a half. And normally I was on a run. I had no makeup on. A year ago, I would have like run in my apartment and hit out of the covers.
Run as far away.
But then you just kind of let go of like, okay, you know what? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. None of that matters with base attraction at all.
But as far as like the anxiety and being so connected, you know, and the anxiety and the fear, meditating and focusing on, you know, for you, it bums you out. For me, it makes me so happy that we're all going to die one day. Cause I'm like, that means nothing. I mean, it's a free game.
No. I mean, it makes me happy, but it can't be what I dwell on.
I feel like I'm in a bonus round.
Well, it definitely can't be your mantra while you're trying to meditate.
Nope.
No, I'll give you a good mantra. I'll be your spiritual advisor.
Oh, no. Full stop. I will not allow this.
Yeah, let
no.
me
do it. You're
no
one
spiritual advisor.
Let me do it. Steven's going to die of an overdose.
Because you're both going to jump off. Exactly. You're both going to go jump. That'll be lesson number one. That'll be Wendy's spiritual fucking teaching lesson number one for you. It's like, okay, first lesson, we jump off this roof. Next lesson. Oh, there isn't one because we're very dead.
Then we can cycle back through as something else.
Steven, run away. I will distract her. Get the fuck out of the apartment.
I am physically strong. I put on a couple pounds and guess what? It's all thigh muscle. I am going to drag you. I know people think your strength comes from your arms, but it comes from your legs. So my legs are real thick. I'm going to use my leg power to drag you off the roof with me. It's fine. There's not even a roof.
Steven, run, Steven, get out of here.
I'm going to use my mind to control him so he can't move. You guys.
Wendy is not psychic. She's not a spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
None of this. We cannot be sued for anything Wendy has said.
You guys, I'm so out of the fucking matrix. I'm so, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But then you have to click back in and go like, okay, you can't we're talking about this on this episode now. And I mostly am being very hilarious for the show. And I'm not losing my mind.
This is, again, we script everything out months before we record.
Yeah, not even the meditation thing. I've been doing character work on this for the last 2 years. Before I met Steven, I said, you know, one day.
Well, that's when you moved to New York. This has all been performance art. Wendy's 2 years living in New York have been one big performance art piece.
Yeah. That bench I called you from the other day, that's my home. Which is actually why it's so easy for me to fall asleep anywhere. Like I have to jerk off in Ubers. Everywhere else I would for sure be arrested. It's the only time I'm in an enclosed environment. I'm dragging my gym bag around with me everywhere I go. Okay.
Worldly possessions.
Yeah. I want to go to a class. Megan, when are you coming out here? We should go to like a TM class.
Yeah, I'm super into that.
I'd be into doing that. I think that'd be fun.
This. I think that's a great, you know, hey, if you know more about this than we do, I think we could still use some more selfish help on this one.
Which could be anyone.
Anything. Anyone.
Pull up a Wikipedia. Yeah. You know more now.
Yeah. I know.
Do you make those tapes to make us fall asleep and hypnotize?
Oh my God.
Night?
I would love to have a sleep.
Please don't call because you scare me.
I would love to have Jodie Whitley on. I love it. I love her. They're an AMSR person. Did you guys listen to any of those?
Nope.
Nope.
That shit. They whisper.
See, already, I'm already out. Is there a laughing child in the background too? There's just a person whispering and like a child laughing.
No, that your apartment's haunted. Your apartment is.
Oh no! You know how at night you go to bed and like the walls kind of like faces come out of them, and then like a small child laughs by your bed, and then there's whispering.
I was trying to meditate, but my walls kept bleeding. It's really distracting. I kept just getting blood dripping on my face. Oh my God. But you guys are going to, Megan, I'm going to get you to like be real zen.
I have done better than anticipated than I thought I was going to do doing this. Yeah. I've fucking stuck to it. Mm-hmm. I'm continuing to stick to it. I want to keep doing this. It did help. It's just, you know,
it's a fucking, week.
Exactly.
It did help. It's just fucking dumb. And I'm never doing it again.
No, I'm going to keep doing it, but I'm also going to the entire time actively be having to tell myself that it's not fucking dumb, but I'm going to do
it.
That's
part of the meditation.
That's a good mantra.
Yeah.
That's a great mantra.
This is not fucking dumb. This is not fucking dumb.
That's a good mantra.
That is a pretty good mantra. Should we meditate on our outro here?
Yeah. Should we meditate on our, thanks for listening to this jam session.
Thanks, guys. We're just going to be real quiet now.
Yeah. I've been Wendy Starling.
Megan Rice. This is fucking dumb.
Stephen Penta.
And that's
See you guys next week.
Bye. We love you. I'm not relaxed at all.
Pa. Pa.
This is fucking dumb.
Pa.
This is fucking dumb. This is fucking dumb.